Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good buddy Rob Jollis back on the show. Rob is an author extraordinaire. I hurt myself carrying all of his books into the studio. Customer-centered selling, that's my favorite. Mental agility, one of the path to persuasion. The Way of the Road Warrior, Changing Minds. I'm sorry, How to Change Minds. Just a sampling of some of his great books. He's one of the great salesmanship experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He's our good friend, Rob Jollis. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
I know it's like a dream come true for you, right?
Oh, yeah, I love waking up early and talking to you, sir.
Hey, so you say that there's some myths, some urban myths, some urban legends about selling, and I agree with you. There's some things that people have believed a long time. Well, they may have been true at one point in time, but probably not anymore. Let's talk about them. The first one you say is needs-based selling. Tell people what that means.
Well, I think if you're a salesperson, you've been taught since you were just a little fella or woman that people buy based on needs, and so that our job as salespeople is to find the needs and then provide solutions to the needs. It's really a very tidy little bundle.
I hate that word, need.
Yeah, I'm not fond of it either.
I can't stand the word. When I see the word need in any kind of an advertisement or marketing material or sales pitch, if I have access to it at all, I strike it out. I eradicate it.
Well, what do you put in its place, Jim?
Well, probably something that's more emotional, like what they want. Something closer to what they want.
Yeah, you know,
People will only pay, they'll pay commodity prices for what they need, but they'll pay you everything for what they want if you give it to them.
Sure, yeah.
That's what I
agree with you. But
here's the worst one, though. I'm sorry. I'm on my soapbox here. This is for all your real estate needs. Right. That makes me want to poke a screwdriver in my eye. For all your carpeting needs, I hate that.
Well, you know, there's companies out there that are doing some nice research on words right now, and I'll give you one that's close to needs that's really out right now, and that's the word solutions. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
They found when they do test groups that the word strategies is a much better word than solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're taking the word needs.
But you can't use that with a housewife, though.
All right. Stay with me now. Stay with me. Let's get back to needs.
Go ahead.
All right. So the issue is this, and I want to be very straightforward with this. I don't really have, as you do, Jim, you have a personal vendetta against the word needs.
I do.
I don't mind the word needs. The problem is people don't buy based on needs, and that's what offends me. That's what bothers me. What bothers me is that we have a culture and a society of salespeople that are walking around with a briefcase. I'm going to be a little old school here, kind of in my mind, a briefcase and a pad of paper, trying to find needs from the customer. And it would have been a wonderful, lived a nice life until in the late 80s, Xerox did some research. And they found that when they strategically analyze way people make decisions, that about 6 to 7% of the world is walking around with a need that they want you to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And 79% of the population is walking around with a problem that they don't want to solve. So there are no needs. Now, you tell me, Jim, you're a salesman. Who do you want to hang out with?
Exactly.
The 6%ers or the 79%ers?
Exactly. That's exactly right. I agree.
Right. And I'll give you something even worse. Those 6 to 7% that have needs, the good news is I guess they have needs. Okay. The bad news is by the time they've figured out that they have needs, you're not the only one getting a call that morning.
And they're not going to pay you enough margin as a small business owner to make a living.
Right.
Because
that,
it's what they need.
That is a very small window, isn't it, that they're searching for?
Yes, yes.
So what you and I learned as Zeroids was we'll figure out the need later. Let's study the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people, almost 8 out of 10, really do have certain, and I'm not, by the way, you don't like needs, I don't like the word problem. They have
mm-hmm.
challenges, and they have difficulties, and they have dissatisfaction, they have issues.
How about, where are you stuck, or where's the pain?
Exactly. What sort of obstacles are you trying to get?
What's in your way right now? Where are you stuck? When I tell people, when I'm trying to help someone with whatever it is they need, and I say, where are you stuck? Nobody's ever asked them that before. It makes them think, and they come up with where they're stuck.
Absolutely.
Need-based selling, ladies and gentlemen. It's a myth. Don't use it. Quit doing that. Listen to what Rob says. He and I will be right back after these messages. We've got a couple more myths coming up after these messages. This next one is going to be about closing. And Rob and I might disagree on some of this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.